amongst other things, I think Jesus makes the distinction between that human logic and this other understanding, the supra logic, that transcends our human understanding, this rebirth. In verse 7, we read, "Do not be amazed that I told you you must be born from above." Don't be surprised. Why are you surprised? Well, it's completely new. That's why I'm a little surprised. Never heard it before, okay? Well, don't be surprised. Do not be amazed that I told you you must be born from above. We'll take care of it. There's three of us. We're really good. We'll take care of it. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes. But you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Jesus reveals something very important regarding this rebirth, this entry into the life of God. Being born again entails going beyond all human references. It's a little daunting in a sense, but it's what we experience in the arms of God, so at the same time, it's the safest thing there is. But intellectually, it means going beyond all of our human references, in a sense. We're entering this life that we don't understand, which is supra-intelligible. It's super-intelligent, but we won't understand it. We will not grasp it with our intelligences, with our intellects, with our minds, until we see God face to face, and as we said at the beginning, are totally illuminated by God. So we're entering something, and you may have discovered that in your own life, in your prayer life. You're always wondering, what is happening? I'm praying, where is God? It's like, where does he go on vacation? I'd like to find him. It's like, what is this all about? It entails going beyond all human references. As wonderful as human life is, divine life is more wonderful, and it transcends. Transcends does not mean far away. It means other. It doesn't mean way out there and we're just sort of waiting for it, we're looking for it. It means other. Hence, the image of the wind that Jesus uses. Very interesting. How many of you can pinpoint the origin of the wind? That's a clever image, Jesus. Huh. So when I am born again, then I can no longer say, as I can regarding my human life, I know where I come from. What an image used by Jesus to reveal that our divine origin is beyond our grasp. Who we are as children of God is God's secret. It's just beyond our grasp. The wind blows where it wills, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. Which of course implies a certain letting go. In order to live that life, we need to be surrendered. We need to place ourselves in the hands of the one who recreates us. You see? Our human life, we need to take charge of. I mean, we try the best we can. We try to be intelligent. We try to, get our act together. We try to make good choices. We try to, stand straight and look decent and be nice and do all those things that, comprise a good and noble human life. The divine life, it's a little bit beyond our grasp. How do you get your divine act together? God does. God, it's God's life in you. So only God understands it, and only God brings it about, and only God can bring it to fruition. If that's the case, then our role when it comes to the divine life, what we must do first and foremost as children of God, insofar as we are children of God, is to surrender. Okay, Lord, Like the wind, lead me wherever you want to take me. I'll go. Well, at least give me a little hint where we're going, please, because it's a little nerve-wracking. But it implies necessarily surrendering. And there's great peace in that. Again, because we're not surrendering to nothingness. There's a great and important difference between what we call psychological abandonment and divine abandonment. Psychological abandonment is just sort of, you know, letting yourself go, just sort of unraveling. Divine abandonment is very focused and very deliberate, and it's with respect to someone. It's not letting myself just unravel, it's placing myself in God's hands. Very different. Divine abandonment, surrender, letting go, not just letting go and letting God, as we say. Nicodemus must let go. And that's the only way for him and for us to receive what Jesus gives. And in receiving what Jesus gives, to be born again. So every time you surrender, you're born again. Every time you encounter Jesus and surrender to him, you're born again. Which is why when you come forward to receive the Eucharist, what does the church invite you to say? Oh, that is cool. Or some people do, and it's kind of the hint at weddings that they're probably not Catholic. Thank you. Okay. Lord have mercy.